This is the Small Business Q&A with Tim Knox podcast number 101. Well, hey, everybody. Welcome back in. This is Small Business Q&A with Tim Knox. This is the podcast where you ask the small business question and I do my best to give you a good answer. Hopefully one that'll help you get your business up and running, help you grow, get more customers, manage all those employees a little easier. Really, anything to do with small business, I am qualified to answer. If you'd like to know more about me, you can go to my website, timknox.com. That's also where you're going to find my blog. Got some video over there, got some articles, a lot of things to help you get started in your own small business. Now, the way this program works is I get questions from folks who listen to the podcast or read my books. The book, Everything I Know About Business I Learned From My Mama, is one of my best-selling business books. But I get email from folks who ask me questions. And I was getting so much email that I decided to do this podcast because, in my mind, if one person has a question, chances are lots of people might have the same question. So that's why we're doing this. It's in podcast form, available in audio and in video. And also, again, at the website, timknox.com. So I want to invite you over there. If you do submit a question and I use it here on the podcast, we are going to send you, we meaning me, I will send you a copy of the book, Everything I Know About Business I Learned From My Mama. It's kind of a funny business book. I call it my down-home approach to business and personal success because it is all kind of tied together. So shoot me an email, tim@timknox.com. You can also go to the website, timknox.com. Of course, I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Pinterest for some reason. I'm not quite sure why I have a Pinterest account yet, but I do. So we'll talk more about social media on another program. So let's get to it. Don't want to keep you long today because I know we all have things to do. Question today, let me get my eyeballs. If you're watching the video, you know that I just put on a pair of granny glasses and so I can read. So here's the questions coming from Linda M. out of Dallas, Texas. Linda M. wants to know, she says, Tim, I am 57 years old. I'm about to retire from a job that I've had for 35 years. I do not want to sit around. I want to start my own business. I'm very passionate about what I do. My question is, how do I know that starting a small business is the best thing for me? It's a great question, Linda, and it's one that I tell every entrepreneur to ask right off the bat, or people who think they want to be entrepreneurs, because quite simply, entrepreneurship is not for everybody. We are a different breed of cat, if you will. We're wired a little differently than what I would call normal people. So first thing you want to do is really ask yourself, are you cut out to be an entrepreneur? Why do you want to start your own business? Entrepreneurs are people who are very passionate about what they do. Linda says she is very passionate. But there are some other things you have to think about, Linda, because there are traits entrepreneurs have that a lot of other people don't have. Number one is the determination to do something. The determination to get out of bed every morning, motivated only by yourself. That's a big entrepreneurial trait. We're very self-motivated. But you've got to have the ability to get out of bed every day without your mama hitting you with a broom or your spouse waking you up. You've got to be motivated enough to get out of bed and hit the ground running every day to work on your business. Because at least in the initial years, you're going to be the person that does everything. You're going to be the one that puts together the furniture. If you have furniture, my first business I started on a kitchen table. You're going to be the one who's cleaning toilets. You may be the one that designed your website. You're going to be doing everything, sales, marketing, everything. So you've got to be passionate. That's the first thing. And you've got to have the ability, again, to be self-motivated. That's the biggest key, I think, with entrepreneurs is you have to be self-motivated. Another question to ask is, you mentioned you have experience. You've got 35 years experience in some field. You didn't indicate the field. So if you are looking at starting a business in a similar field, that's actually a plus because studies have proven time and time again, entrepreneurs who start businesses in industries that they're familiar with do much better. The failure rate is a lot lower. Okay, that's one of the things also to keep in mind. One of the reasons that most, the majority of small businesses fail within the first year, maybe three, is the entrepreneur really had no business being in that business. In other words, they had no idea really of what they were doing, and they had no experience. I've talked to entrepreneurs who went into the restaurant business simply because they liked a certain kind of food. There's an old saying in business, you don't open a shoe store just because you wear shoes. So having experience in the kind of business that you're thinking about going into would be a huge, huge plus. We've already talked a little bit about passion. We've talked a little bit about experience. Here's the next big one, Linda. You say you're retiring. I'm going to assume you've got some kind of retirement coming. Are you financially able to start this business? Are you financially stable? Might be the better question. Do you have enough money in the bank that if this business requires a lot of cash, can you do that? The other side of that coin is if this business fails, do you have enough money to survive? You know, that's one of the things that older entrepreneurs have to be very careful of. Yeah, when you're young and you start a business and it fails, you've got a lot of time to build things back up. But when you get my age, your age, Linda, in our 50s, you don't have as much time to start over. So if you lose whatever money you had in the business, you may have a tough time. So are you financially stable to start the business? And I'm not talking about just starting up, but I'm talking about running the business for 12, 18, 24 months, because it could be that long before you see a nickel out of this business. It is not unusual for an entrepreneur to start a business and not take a dime out of it for quite a long time. So you've got to have some financial stability there where you can carry through if that is the case. So that's a big one there. Another one is, and this pertains to money, are you willing to work 8, 12, 16 hours a day, sometimes for little or no pay, to get this business started? And that's a really important question, because a lot of would-be entrepreneurs are under the impression that starting a business is going to get them out of the daily grind of a job. Well, there's an old saying that starting a business is like taking an 8-hour-a-day job and becoming a 16-hour-a-day employee in your own business. So you've got to have the want and the determination to make that happen, because it is a huge commitment of time, a huge commitment of finances. And here's the big one. I think this is the one that you really have to look at long and hard. If this business were to fail, if it didn't work out the way that you think it's going to work out, would that be okay? Would you be able to pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and get back in the race? Because if you look at the statistics, again, the majority of small businesses do fail. And I say majority, but I think the latest statistics were in the 60% range. But on the flip side, that means that 40% succeed. And just because you do not succeed the first time, if you're in that 60%, that doesn't mean the game is over. You get right back up on that horse and you get back out there and you try again. Most entrepreneurs fail the first time. Some fail the second, third, fourth time. If you look at some of the most successful entrepreneurs in history, Walt Disney, Donald Trump has gone bankrupt how many times? So there's always failure, and that's just the nature of the beast. When you start a business, there is always that risk of failure. Now, the key is to calculate that risk and to try to see that risk coming and create a plan to work around that risk. And we'll do that. We'll talk about that on a future podcast about how to mitigate the risk of business so it's not as risky as it might be. So, Linda, there you go. I am all for starting a business after retirement. People are living longer now. There's absolutely no need for you to sit in a rocking chair on your porch for the next 40 years. You're young. You're 57 years old. So make sure all of those things are in line. Make sure you're passionate. Make sure that entrepreneurship is right for you. Make sure that you are financially stable. And here's a good one. Make sure you got a good business idea. Everybody comes up with these what they think are great ideas. Well, sometimes they're not so great. You need to test the viability of the idea. And don't forget the value of education. Things like this podcast, the book, Everything I Know About Business I Learned from My Mama. The internet is just a wealth of information about entrepreneurship and starting a business. So educate yourself. Become a student of business first and an entrepreneur second. Because the more you know, the easier it will be for you to succeed in business. So, Linda, I hope that was helpful. We're going to get a copy of the book out to you this afternoon. Linda in Dallas, Texas. So, again, this is the program where you ask the question. If you do have a small business question, feel free to email me, tim@timknox.com. You can go to the website, timknox.com. Lots of resources for you there. You can also find me on Facebook. I'm on Twitter, LinkedIn, of course. I am everywhere. I'm not hard to find. So if you do have a question, please send it along. And if I do use your question, you will get a copy of the book. Everything I Know About Business I Learned From My Mama Makes a Wonderful Doorstop. All right? That's going to do it for this podcast. This is Small Business Q&A with Tim Knox. I hope you found that helpful. Now get out there and make it your business.